Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 7 of Arcade City's podcast. I am your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by Paul Newton.
Good evening.
Martin Aykroyd.
Hello.
And Warwick Hart.
Hello.
Hello, Warwick. How are you?
I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, not bad. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is. Don't start 2015 on a shitter, Paul. I want lots of positivity this year from you. I'm looking at you to be my spiritual
gaming
zen.
Year, then.
It will be. There's loads of good stuff coming up. Actually, if I'd have prepped a bit more time, we probably could have spoke about what was coming up for 2015, but I've been balls deep in work, so it's...
You're a porn actor.
Yeah, mate.
Balls deep in my work? I mean, what sort of work do you do?
Strictly bestiality.
It's true.
How are you all right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah? Did you have good Christmases and New Year's? Santa bring you lots of games that you played?
No games.
You didn't get any games?
No,
Paul bought them all himself.
Didn't finish them all and sold them all.
You got GTA 5 and Far Cry, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah.
Warwick, what did you get for Christmas? Did you get any games?
No.
Did you finally get a next-gen console? It's like current-gen.
End of this month.
Yeah?
Yeah, it should be end of this month. Yeah.
Is that your present to yourself for your promotion?
What did you decide to go for with the Xbox One?
It wasn't a decision. We all know this. It was a set destiny. I'm going for the
Xbox One.
Of course. That's all right.
We've all got Xbox Ones, so...
Yeah. I don't care.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
You can just watch us all play Uncharted 4 and cry yourself to sleep. It's fine.
Yeah. Why did you choose the Xbox One?
It chose me.
How?
The pad.
You like the pad?
I love the pad. It's 10 times million better than the PlayStation
4. I'm a DualShock 4 pad now. Mm,
the pad is still better.
No, I'm a convert on PS4 pad all
on
the way.
On PS4 pad.
Yeah.
The 360 pad was the best pad, hands down.
No, because I still think the touchpad's a fucking stupid inclusion.
I think it's useful.
Yeah, I don't get why.
Yeah, but not many games use it.
It's all second nature for me now. Any game I play, I'm like, where's the map? Oh, touch the button.
I love the fact you can sometimes use it as a mouse. What game did I play you use it as a mouse?
Assassin's Creed, you can use it as a mouse.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I did on Assassin's Creed 4. Black Flag, you can use it as a mouse.
Well, it's a great little feature.
What do you use a mouse for?
And I love.
We don't need a mouse, but it's easier when you're on the map. You can use your finger like it's a touchscreen, you know, like your phone.
You could just use the analog.
Yeah, but that's not fun.
So you've got to put the controller down to pick up the thing.
Yes.
Put the thing back down.
But it's a mouse. I
also like the built-in speaker as well, especially for games like GTA. That's pretty good features.
Yeah, when I saw that around yours, you can't see. I'm pointing at mine. When you pick up the phone, it comes to the...
Yeah, it's one of the things that's like...
A gimmick.
I was playing Solid Ground Zeroes, and the stuff comes through there on that as well.
Does it?
Yeah. Not very loud, mind you, though.
I'm still a bit upset that David Hayter isn't in Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, it's a bit jarring hearing Keeper. Sorry, what's his name? Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer playing... Yeah,
I'm still not happy with that. Anyway, moving on. News. Well, there's we haven't had a podcast in a while, so there is a lot of news to go over, but a lot of people have probably heard everything or read everything that we're going to talk about. So I've tried to keep it as current as possible. So a lot of the stuff, the PlayStation Network was down over Christmas. Boo-hoo. So was Xbox Live, but we're not going to talk about
for
it
a day.
Yet. Yeah, well, yeah, but PlayStation Network was down for fucking ages.
Exactly. Xbox One.
Yes. Yeah, thanks to some hackers, I couldn't play Christmas Day, so thanks, you fucks. News. Far Cry 4's latest DLC is out now, and it's entitled Escape from Dergesh Prison. I've nearly finished Far Cry 4. Paul, how far have you got before you gave up?
I'm giving up. I'm going to go back to it.
Are you?
Yeah.
How far are you? Without giving away any spoilers.
It's a bit difficult to say, really, without giving away spoilers. I'm probably over two-thirds of the way through. I've got, six story missions left.
Are you into the second half of the map
yet?
Yeah,
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're quite far, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, fair enough. Warwick, are you going to get Far Cry 4? Because you did
I've
say...
I've got Far Cry 4.
Oh, you have got it?
I completed it. Like,
you did a review for
I did
story.
A review.
Oh, I've had a horrible week. Sorry. I'm really not over the place. You did. I edited it and everything. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to get the DLC on Wednesday, but I got made to do slave labour instead. So, unfortunately...
Did you play much co-op when you did it? I can't remember your review.
I played
exactly.
a bit of the co-op in the multiplayer. It was impossible to find a game. And right. It was alright, actually, the multiplayer. but it just took too long to find a game I can call it in.
I've been playing a lot of co-op with a mate, and it's so much fun.
Oh, the co-op is actually in the single player.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the multiplayer.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Did you play the co-op? Co-op.
I did for like a whole 5 seconds. Shot the guy in the face. Quit the server.
Thug life. Cool, Martin. You've got it, but you haven't. Have you even touched it yet?
I think I am just under 1% of the way through. So not far.
Well, I'm on about 58%, I think. But I've done a lot of the side quests, a lot of them.
I think Mark's probably worse than me when it comes to finishing games. Actually, I
finished GTA in my not very long.
You didn't get very far in Alien Isolation, did you?
Well, that's because so much other stuff came out.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. And you bought—you didn't get that at day of release, did you? You got that a little bit later.
Yeah.
So you got distracted by all the other good titles around.
Essentially, as one of the things, I just picked it up cheap.
Challenge TV is what best game of last year. It was either Challenge TV or someone's best game of last year. I watched the top 40 special. Yeah.
No. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing I hate about Far Cry 4 is honey badgers.
Yeah, bastards. And eagles.
Honey badgers don't give a
there
shit.
There are too many eagles in there. I hate. I'm just like in a bush. Checking out a place, like scoping them out with my bow and arrow.
Spend quite a lot of time.
I just hear this voice from down the road going, "Eagle!" And then a honey badger rapes me. It's horrible. Yeah.
They're not that bad.
They are. They're in the animal kingdom, aren't they?
Honey badgers don't give a shit.
No, they literally don't.
I unloaded a whole clip on an AK-47 into one, and it was still going.
Have you done the hunting quest with them yet?
Yeah, yes. I've done that one.
There's quite a few with the honey badgers in them.
Oh, I think I used an RPG on that quest.
An RPG to take down.
Best way to take out rhinos, jump in the back of a truck and just mow them down with the machine gun.
You see, I'm now in the game where I've unlocked a gun which can take down rhinos in about less than a second. It's a few shots and they're gone.
Yeah, you get some dangerous machine guns.
I've got a pretty overpowered
by the end of the game. But
Honey badgers, not good. Moving on. Evolve Beta goes live tonight, Thursday the 15th through till Saturday the 7th.
Why am I here doing this?
Well, because I don't pay you to do this. That's why you're here. Looking forward to that. I'm going to play a lot of that tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Have a go on that, see what it's like, see what all the fuss
is. So now it's gone into open beta.
It's an open beta, so everyone can get on it.
Yep.
Yep.
Woo.
So they can test the servers, so seeing as it's an online-only game. Well, no, actually, there is a single player element to it. They've hinted at, but they haven't gone over it in a lot of great detail. And there are bots, but apparently the bot AI is... It's one of those games where you really need to coordinate with people. So the previews I've read and stuff, and they're like, the bots just do not do it justice. Like, so you need to be in loads of things. So I've pre-ordered my Evolve on Xbox One. Warwick, have you pre-ordered yours on Xbox One yet?
No.
Well, you need to do that.
Oh, I'll do that.
Are you going to pre-order yours on Xbox One?
I don't even know if I can get it.
Yes, you will. Who are you shitting? Yes, you'll get it. Of course you will.
I'm not a massive fan of Dead.
You're not a massive fan of half the games you buy.
Left 4 Dead. That's true.
But you still buy them. Come on, Xbox One. Mark, have you pre-ordered yours yet?
No,
for
I will.
For sake!
I guess if I do get it, I'll be getting on the Xbox One.
If I'm honest, I was waiting to know what we're pre-ordering on.
Feb 10th.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you'll have your Xbox One by then. We're getting Xbox One because...
By the way, you should buy my Xbox One. I'm trying to sell it.
How much?
Are you really?
We'll discuss that off camera.
You'll have another one by the summer.
Maybe. The only game I would possibly keep one for is that Quantic Break.
Really
Quantum Break, Quantum Break.
Doesn't really interest me.
I love what are they called, the studio that makes it. I love them so much I don't even know their name.
I know you mean.
Want to make Max Payne and Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Resident Evil 0 HD remaster looks like it's been not leaked, but basically I don't know if you guys saw this on the official website for the Resident Evil. On the Japanese website, there was a preview image of the theme for Resident Evil you get if you pre-order the game, because it's out on the 20th of January. And basically, one of the pictures was suggestive that Resident Evil Zero is next in their agenda to be remade, which is brilliant because it's the only Resident Evil I've never finished.
Oh, really?
It's the only one I haven't completed, apart from 6. I don't class that as a Resident Evil game.
No, it's not canon.
No, it's not canon at all.
5's barely canon.
But Zero was... Zero was pretty good, apparently. A lot of people liked it, but a few people really hated it. So I suppose it was a bit like Marmite. But I'm looking forward to that. Did you play Resident Evil Zero on your GameCube?
Yeah, finished it.
Did you? Good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. probably as good as the remake, I reckon. Yeah. The co-op thing's a little bit iffy. You
just keep switching, didn't you? Between, I remember leaving one guy in the John and then going off with the girl.
Yeah.
But then you can run into them, but then you can have them follow you around, can't you, as well? Mm. There is a button that they follow you.
I hope the frame rate's going to be better, because apparently the frame rate on the Resident Evil remaster is horrendous.
What, on the PS4 one?
Yeah, apparently it drops to, like, every time it switches camera angle, it drops to, like, 20 frames per second.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Have you played any Resident Evils, Warren?
Never played any of them.
You've never played any of them?
Never played Resident Evil. I've watched, seen it, I know all about Resident Evil, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But never take my fancy. When I saw Resident Evil 5, was it the first one that came to 3D, first person shooter?
4.
Was it 4? I really thought, no.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Really I did. Played the demo for like a whole, maybe minute.
A whole month.
This really isn't for me. I don't know why. It wasn't fast paced enough.
They're really good. Yeah. They're, you should get back into
it. Well, some of them are.
Ed Zarek is a guy who has successfully combined an Xbox One and PlayStation 4 together into a single console / laptop. Did you guys see about this?
Saw that.
Yeah.
I want one of those. Paul, that's the answer to your get rid of your Xbox One. Just sell both of them and get that.
But surely it's going to be quite an expensive piece of kit. It'll
probably cost more than buying a both TV consoles. And both consoles.
Well, of course, but you're saving space, aren't you? And you can take it with you on the plane.
Can you take it with you on the plane?
Probably not.
No.
It's probably going to be connected online. It requires
this big square box. I promise you, it's an Xbox and a PS4 combined.
You can't run them both at the same time either, so you've got to switch between.
Has he literally just sellotaped them back to back?
I've no idea. He's made some other ones as well. He's combined some other bits and pieces together. I think, I might have this slightly wrong, but I think he's done a PS3 and an Xbox 360 and some other bits and pieces. But he's a design technician for some old company. He's an ex something or other engineer. But it looks pretty fun, actually.
It's one of those things where it's literally, they've only done it just to prove they can. Mm. There is no practical use to that.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
Saving space.
That's going to be expensive.
I know from a man that's running out of room on my TV cabinet.
It's going to be expensive because it's never going to be licensed.
Basically. Yeah,
it's going to be expensive. Really expensive.
It won't go on sale. This is literally one of those things. He's done it. Gets a load of clicks because people think, oh, that's amazing.
He'll get some use out of it, but he's about the only person who will. I expect.
Yeah. It'll go on sale.
It won't.
I'll buy one.
He'll probably sell the one.
Yeah.
What, even if he sells one?
I bet it's got a screen that isn't even full HD.
Yeah, it is. It's 1080p.
Really?
Yeah.
I read the 15 inch or something like that.
1080p, is that all? Should be 4K.
Yeah. Paul, we don't all have the latest tech in our houses.
It would probably melt whatever surface was put on. Oh, I'm not suggesting he's a bad engineer who can't cool the thing down, but I imagine it heats up quite a bit.
Why would it? They're not both running at the same time. It wouldn't be any hotter than your Xbox.
You're not saying that with a lot of conviction.
You know me too well. Oddworld New and Tasty is being released on Xbox One and PlayStation 3 in March. Did you play the fourth one, Paul, on the PS4?
No.
I thought you downloaded it and I really wanted to.
I wasn't going
to
pay $13.99 for it. I'll pay maybe a $5.
It'll be a free game.
Yeah, it will eventually.
I reckon probably for March. Because Sony would do well to release it for free on the PlayStation 4.
When it's due out on
Xbox One. And those suckers got to pay for it. Nice one, Sony. That's why you've got my cash. Take my money. I have an Xbox One as well.
Yes, because they both have the cash. Sure.
The first Oddworld is Abe's
Odyssey.
It's really good.
One of the many games I've played 5 minutes on the demos you used to get with the PlayStation magazines.
Yeah. That'd be really hard.
OPM, official PlayStation mag. Wow. I used to buy those before I had a PlayStation, just to fantasize.
I found a disc up in the loft of it that had Medal of Honor, the first Medal of Honor. What an amazing game that was. The very first Medal of Honor on the PlayStation 1.
I can remember buying one.
Groundbreaking in a way.
I can remember buying one just for the Metal Gear Solid demo. Oh, God, that was good.
They were good times. Demos.
Oh, you still get magazine. Demos?
Demo discs.
Obviously not. You can just go to the store now.
Yeah, and it takes like 4 hours to download.
I've got hundreds of Dreamcast ones. They used to release Dreamcast ones like every week.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I think official PlayStation mag was monthly, is it? Possibly. That's all right. I remember I'd Wipeout on one of mine.
Did the demos used to come out before the game?
Yeah.
They did. Because what I noticed now, a lot of demos now
come out at the same time.
Just come out at the same time. It's like, try it before you buy it, rather than look at the cool stuff that's about to come out.
I suppose it's a whole, like,
demos are a lot rarer these days on the new on the current gen consoles than what they were in the last
one. There used to be loads on 360, wasn't there? When Xbox Live was starting to get a bit
popular, every massive game you could think of had a demo.
Yeah.
Now they don't bother.
It's just trials now, isn't it?
Because all the demos would be all the demos would be unfinished anyway.
Was that a demo? No, that's the game.
Can you imagine the Assassin's Creed Unity demo? Bloody hell.
Can't even like get past the title screen. Just glitching the fuck out.
Yeah. How would they be able to sell broken games if they release demos as well? Like, I'll just give someone a go. Well, they haven't got the money yet, so.
I really want to play Oddworld now. Just thinking about it. It's really good. It's really, really good. Hotline Miami 2 has been banned from Australia. We were having a small conversation about this before we turned the microphone on. Apparently, allegedly, there is a scene involving rape.
Well.
Yeah.
When's it come out?
there's no official release date, but basically the Australian board of classification, film classification, game classification, whatever, said
naughty man.
They've basically said no to a classification, which means ipso facto it's been banned.
Yeah, Australia have a history of doing that though.
Yeah, they do. They did it to South Park Secret Truth.
Yeah, they're quite strict on it. Do they do it to GTA?
I don't know. They did it to because
there was one scene in GTA which I thought was like not particularly offensive, but it was borderline sort of
the torture scene.
Yeah.
I think we're beyond spoilers. If you haven't played GTA 5 now, you're a fucking...
Yeah, so the spoiler thing is, like, pretty intense.
Yeah.
I just pulled these I'm just imagining Australians didn't like that one, because they...
Well, I think it's something like...
They've got a very strict...
Struth.
The scene was something like... Spoilers.
Knickers off.
This is spoilers for Hotline Miami 2, so skip the next, like, 30 seconds. Basically, the scene is, apparently, where it's a cut scene, but it's all over top. You've played Hotline Miami 2. You haven't.
I haven't also.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
It's all over top, but basically it's suggestive that... Yeah, so I think they've passed out something and he's just... He's got his pants down.
They banned that.
This is Australia.
It sounds like you can't see anything, like literally. It's just from GTA top down, I can imagine this little
probably wouldn't even be one
going forwards, backwards.
This is Australia. They don't know the difference between Jurassic Park and Barney the Dinosaur. Like... They're just
banned. Is that an actual thing, or
but, I don't know.
Is that just a weird analogy?
It's just a weird analogy. I love my weird analogies. So that's Hotline Miami 2. The first one is really fun, and we'll definitely get a let's play on the second one when it's out, because it's really good. I recommended it to you, didn't I?
Best thing about it's the music. The music's amazing. The soundtrack's awesome.
Really good. Yeah.
It's not really my cup of tea of a game though. It's very hard.
How fun it is. It's just it's just repeat. So yeah, the end level and the end boss must have taken me about probably 100 goes. But it's so quick. It's like as soon as you die, bang, level starts again. So it's so quick. But it's so much fun. It's such a good game. Really, really good. Warwick, you need to play it.
All right.
In fact, you need to get it. Play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
And you need to play it. So
what console is it on?
It's on...
Vita. PS3.
Vita.
Oh, guess what I'm not getting. It's the
PC.
PC. It's on Steam.
Might be on the tablets, is it?
I think... I don't know.
No, it probably wouldn't be able to control very well on tablets, would it?
Get it on your laptop. Is your laptop still working? Is it dead?
No, it's still working.
It's like 80p, isn't it?
I bought it for like £2.
Yeah.
It's dirt cheap.
Yeah, I mean, my laptop could probably run it.
Yeah. And the last bit of news, Paul was frantically pointing to this. Have I got something wrong?
No, I just didn't. When did this news come about?
Metroid Prime
Trilogy is news to me.
Oh, there you go. Metroid Prime Trilogy and Super Mario Galaxy 2, among a couple of other games as well, I think. Punch Out in the US, but Europe are getting something different. Basically, Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct a few days ago. Nothing. There wasn't anything really big to come out of it, apart from the fact that Majora's Mask is getting released next month, early. And they're re-releasing some Wii games for the Wii U, but you can download them, so it's like on the virtual console. So it's the whole of the Metroid Prime trilogy,
And Super Mario Galaxy 2 are the two main ones.
They're not going to be HD remasters, are they?
I don't think so, no.
A shame.
Probably not.
Makes you wonder, though, they've got anything lined up for Metroid and Mario, though. Well, they'll have something lined up for Mario. Metroid, I really hope they do.
I would have liked to think, in a perfect world, you'd think that Super Mario Galaxy 3 is in the works, which is why they've done that, and there's a new Metroid Prime game in the works, which is why they've done that as well.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? But who knows with Nintendo these days? They're pretty crazy.
They are...
very unpredictable company.
All over.
Well, they're
the
unpredictable and massively predictable, in the sense that you know that they're going to rely on a few franchises to bring in a lot of money. Whatever else comes out is the surprise.
Mm.
But you can always bank on them bringing out a few certain franchises.
Mario and Zelda.
Yeah.
Let's go! Metroid's not so much, but Mario and Zelda.
Yeah.
They could pretty much run their company off of
Mario.
Yeah. And anything else, maybe they make a loss, maybe they make a bit of money.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They really don't care, do they? No. It'd be interesting to see what they do at E3 this year, because last year they did that Direct. I would have thought
that's
they'll. I reckon they'll do that again, but it'd just be interesting to see what they'll focus on. So I'm guessing it would be. They said Zelda and Star. I think they've said Zelda and Star Fox is going to be. Star Fox is going to be playable at E3. Well, at their Direct, and I'm assuming Zelda probably will be as well if it's due out in 2015. Which there was some news suggesting it would be earlier. I haven't spoken about this because I've done the podcast in ages, but I think it was literally like the day after.
Mm-hmm.
The last proper one we did, because they released a bunch of stuff. So
you should watch the Xenoblade Chronicles.
It's good.
In terms of graphics, I'm amazed it's running on a Wii U. It looks that good.
Really?
When we've done this podcast, I'll show you the video. It looks
the Wii U's not a bad piece of kit.
No, it's not. But this looks next gen.
Yeah.
It looks that good. They don't show any footage of like the combat system or anything. It's just them running through the levels. But it's amazing.
Cool. Well, that was the news, gents.
Good news.
Yeah, it was alright. It's not really much going on. January's always a bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
What have we had in terms of stuff going on? CES was last week.
Nothing really gaming wise to note of.
No.
There might be some more stuff on Steam boxes. It wasn't.
No, there wasn't.
Steam Controller has been sort of hinted and leaked that it's confirmed and finalised. It looks.
Steam box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't much about VR headsets, was there?
No, I don't think there was. There's a new one that's due out. I can't remember who the developer is.
Samsung got one coming out.
Maybe that's who it is. When was the news? 2015 is the year of Marty McFly went to and Doc in
October.
Yeah. So we've got those Nike Max incoming this year. Self-fastening laces. You seen this?
Still not really gaming related, but
I want them.
It's a dry month on gaming.
It is.
So
I'm going to
talk about CES instead.
I'm going to buy some self-lacing Nikes, even if they're like
$200.
Oh mate, $200 could be cheap. I reckon. Well, self-lacing Nikes.
Do you reckon there'll be more?
Oh mate,
and
they'll
be limited edition.
I'd only wear them around the house. I'd never wear them.
Be about grand, I reckon.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
You just get them nicked, wouldn't you? Imagine
people
be beating you up for your train.
Someone would leave them in the
streets of Manchester.
Someone would wear them to a bowling alley and leave them in the little.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
Okay, now. Upcoming releases. Again, January's a bit dry, but there are a few things coming out. We've had Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. Did you buy that?
No.
No, okay. Are you going to?
No.
Did you try the levels on?
I've played it on the Super Mario World.
So I'm playing through Super Mario World. I haven't actually tried any of them yet.
They're right. They're not bad.
They're
I would never buy a full game based on it.
No, not fun. Apparently, it's quite good. It's got good reviews. Quirky little puzzle game.
They released that a week earlier than what they had in the schedule as well.
It was already out in America before Christmas.
Mm. Yeah,
they pushed it back in the UK.
Christmas Day.
What else we got? Resident Evil, January the 20th.
Yeah.
Let's play, Martin. Yeah. Shit yourself. Yes. We're doing that. Grim Fandango, January 27th. Yep.
Can't wait.
You're going to get it?
I'm going to get it.
It's not
PC,
out.
Obviously, but.
I was going to say, yeah. Have you played it before?
Yeah.
I've played
the original. Yeah.
It's the only Tim Schafer game I haven't played.
It's really, really good and really weird. The graphics were immensely crazy.
Yeah.
Have you played it?
No, but I've seen stuff on it.
It was around the time that I got out of PC, properly piece, like, all my...
Got out? It came out ages ago.
Yeah, 98. But it was around the time that I sort of ventured onto PlayStation, properly, really.
So all my pocket money went to win on PlayStation games.
I thought it was yay high when I played that.
1998, my friends. 1998. I look like a right idiot if I get this wrong. Martin, Google that shit. I'm pretty sure.
Grim Fandango.
I'm going to eat my words now. Whilst you're doing that, Grim Fandango, yes, I'm going to get that. Saints Row 4 re-elected Gat Out of Hell. That's on the 27th as well.
Do people actually play that?
I've got a mate who really rates the Saints Row games.
No.
Not my bag at all.
Yeah.
I've never played them,
so I can't comment.
Saints Row the Third, I think, was the last one I played. It's just too silly. It's too. I don't know.
Not your cup of tea.
No.
The only thing was like 50 Cent bought out a game.
Pretty much.
To fail.
Yeah.
50 Cent did bring out a game.
Yeah,
I know, but this one.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah. 1998. Grim Fandango.
Yeah.
And they just really went, what's all the stupid stuff? You know, this guy, you know, what does a gangster do? And it's exaggerated by 1,000 times. And that's how I saw Saints Row, and I thought, never play that.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
Fitty.
why is this grapefruit juice not purple?
Yeah, if you've not seen Aziz Ansari describe a story about 50 Cent of the grapefruit, you need to know.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You should go on YouTube that. And what else? Dying Light is out on January
30th. Good thing, the red positive things.
Good
about
thing.
That.
Dr. Brock's reviewing that for us for the site.
Is it out?
January 30th.
Really?
Yeah.
You should be looking into that because you love the Dead Island games, don't you?
Yeah, but Dead Island 2 is... I'm pretty sure... Is that February? March?
Oh,
April?
Yeah.
Soon.
It's not Techland, though, is it? Techland have made this one. Someone else is doing Dead Island 2.
God.
So, technically, this is the proper sequel to Dead Island Riptide. Because
Riptide was rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, this.
They're saying this is quite polished.
Dying Light's been out for a while, and I remember seeing PewDiePie play it about a year ago.
You're not thinking of Daylight?
Maybe.
The one where you go,
no,
you've got like
Dying
account.
Light... I think a few YouTubers have had access.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but PewDiePie gets access to games where they gave him. Like, he had Stick of Truth fucking miles. I think he had it about now, last year, and it came out in March. I mean, he was playing through bits and pieces, so. You're going to get that, Wazza?
I do.
It comes out on the day you get your Xbox One.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
What day's that?
January 30th. Actually, you get paid on the 26th.
Whatever day Friday is.
Yeah, that's not the 26th.
So I need to know because that's when I get paid.
Hey! And Terraria. Last podcast, that was a bit of news that it was going to be announced on PS4 and Xbox One. It comes out in its retail edition on the 30th as well. Terraria is really good. Have you ever played it?
Never heard of it.
Right. You like Minecraft, don't you?
Oh, Terrier.
Terraria.
It's Terrier.
There's no E in it.
Terrier, was it
dogs?
No.
It's not Terrier, it's TERRARIA. Terraria. Not Terrier.
Okay.
Is it not Terraria?
No, there's no E. There's no E, people. It's an A. That's an A. Martin, is that an A?
Yeah. It could be E, couldn't it? Terraria. Terraria.
No, it's Terraria.
Whatever it is.
Anyway, it comes out on the 30th.
It's amazing. I've played it.
You have played it.
I've played it. I love it. Yeah.
I got it on my iPad when it came out on iOS. Yeah. And I was really addicted to it for a month.
It is really good.
It's really good fun.
They've been throwing loads, obviously in preparation, they've thrown loads and loads and loads of more content on it. I turned it back on and went, I ain't got a clue. And it
really?
I loved it. I was like, oh, I've got loads of new content. I turned it on and went, no idea. Turned it back off.
It's like that World of Warcraft, and then like I logged on after like a year, and it was just like the amount of updates and stuff. It's just ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
I got some 5-year-old kid having a go at me because I'm not wearing like the latest get-up. I'm just like, piss off, you bastard! I'm not playing World of Warcraft anymore. You're gonna get that on your Xbox One? Comes out the day you get your Xbox One.
If I've got people to play with it, I would definitely.
Did I play with you?
I'll get it. Yeah, easily.
Yeah. Oh, let's play that.
It's an amazing game.
Multiplayer, let's play. Wait, that won't work. We need to get 2 Elgatos. I'm going to invest in another Elgato this year, I think.
A what?
I think I'm going to invest in another Elgato.
What's an Elgato?
The game recording.
The game recording stuff we use for Let's Plays. I think I'm going to get another one so I can give it to someone and then we can do like a multiplayer thing.
I see what you're saying.
So that's all the upcoming releases. By the time we do our next podcast, all of that will be out.
Yep.
So, games you're playing at the moment. Paul, let's go around. Paul, what are you playing at the minute?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You're not playing anything?
No.
What about Dragon Age?
Yeah, I haven't played that for about a week.
Have you stopped?
No.
How many hours in?
48 hours.
That's a lot.
See, I think
fantastic
I've been...
game, and it would have been my game of the year had I played it before we did our voting.
I thought I'd played a lot of. I thought I'd played loads of Far Cry 4, and I've been, my playtime's only half that.
Mm.
How far are you in it? Do you know?
Story wise, I've no idea.
Okay. I know the guy.
Reasonably far, I think. Story's really good, actually.
Some people have reviewed
it's got really hard all of a sudden, though. I'm on level 15.
Really?
And it's getting to the point now where I'm choosing certain missions and, like, bosses and that on level 17, so I have to go and grind for a bit now. And that's kind of why I've.
Typical grinding game.
Stopped playing it because I just.
Did you get fed up with it?
No, I'm not fed up with it. I just play it and I die a lot, and I've just got. I've been playing it like half an hour increments, and I need to invest a lot of time in it, which I don't really have at the moment, so.
Right.
I will go back to it and I will finish it.
So you're not playing any. What are you doing with your evenings at the minute? Whilst...
I haven't got any free time at the moment, really.
Well, yeah. Mm. We need some new games.
Yeah.
Might I suggest. Actually, no, you have been. You've been playing Metal Gear Solid. Tell us about
Metal
Gear
Solid. I literally played it for like 2 hours the day I downloaded it. I downloaded
it
on Sunday.
2 hours.
I kept going stupid with it and just started going all out massacring everyone and then thinking, well, it's a stealth game, I probably shouldn't do that. I ended up just not playing it anymore.
I love playing
I'm
games.
Really not a fan.
Actually, I have a love relationship with stealth games. That reminds me, because you know you can complete that really quickly in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can complete Far Cry 4 in like 15 minutes.
Just run straight to the end.
I don't literally. Know. Don't spoil it for me because I'm not at the end.
Oh, that's what you shoot because it's open based.
Yeah, I'm assuming it is. But
and you must know that there's fortresses.
The thing is, though, I don't know how you can do it in 15 minutes because you can't get into. I mean, this isn't really a big spoiler. The map's split into two. You can't get over to the second part of the map until about halfway through the game. So
can't you?
No, you can't.
You can't just get one of the little gyrocopters and fly over.
I don't shoot you down, don't they?
Do they?
Mm.
I didn't try.
You speak from a man.
Yeah.
Speaking from
no,
a
shoot you down. Tried it.
So I'll tell you what. I'm doing this now.
What?
I'm going to start a new game, and I'm going to get in a car, and I'm going to do my absolute best to dart from one side to the other side.
Oh, you won't be able to do it in a car.
You can't.
Certainly, won't be able to do it in a car.
Well, no, I've got to get some of the way. I'm not going to walk all the way.
I wonder if it's at the right. Spoilers. I wonder if it's at the very beginning of the game because you know you start on the table. I wonder if it's something to do with the very beginning. Maybe you help him torture that bloke.
Well, what's going on? All right.
That's the end.
You've joined Pagan Min.
Yeah,
bargain men.
I don't think so. Well, no. I reckon it because it's all based on the four fortresses. You know, where, you know, it's all about you know. There's any point you can go and try and take down a fortress, but if you do get to a certain amount point game, you're going to run into minefields and everything.
Okay, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Because the guy that I'm playing with at the minute, we haven't done the last fortress yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried that if I do it, it finishes the game.
Not quite.
Okay.
It's very, very, you know, in all fairness, it's very shortly after that.
Okay.
But you have to.
I mean, I've still got about 10 campaign missions left,
yeah.
But I can take the last fortress if I want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I do that, can I still do the 10 campaign missions?
Well, I didn't do it that order, but I'm pretty sure you probably can.
Okay. I'm trusting you. Okay. Wazza, what are you playing in a minute? Might as well.
No, oh, I just completed Shadows of Mordor.
Hey!
Yeah, I just completed it, so.
Game of the Year, yeah?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Did you like it?
Very repetitive. I thought I sucked my original choice whatever I chose Destiny.
But you can
but I thought, you know, it was really good and really interesting. I was loving it. And then I got to the second map, let's say, and I was like, oh, I'll do the same thing again. I've just done all this.
Yeah, but the dynamics all change, don't they? Because then you get to a point where you can start branding people. It's completely different.
I like that's any different. Okay, it's just stabbing him. I could be instead.
it's like playing Mario and then going to Sonic. No, that's a bad analogy. This is
no, because you had to brand him, and sometimes you go, you find someone, the big bad guy, and you're like, oh, I'm going to go up and sneak up behind him, do some damage, and he's dead. You're like, oh, Brit, now I've got to try and get Sonic to be the leader so I can reattempt it.
Well, that's just you being sloppy.
That's right. Why you brand someone, because then.
No, I stabbed him by accident. I didn't know an arrow to the head was going to kill him.
Not
everyone, not deflect it and stuff. But,
well, I'm going to tell you something about me that you probably don't know. If someone shot me in the head with an arrow, I'd die.
A lot of the orcs don't. They have super human powers to see the arrows coming.
Have you been playing anything else?
No.
Anything on Steam?
No, I don't play much on my PC at all.
Good, we don't cover PC games.
Yeah.
Martin, playing apart from GTA, we know
GTA.
Still, even though you finished the main story,
you've moved house again, haven't you? So,
what, in GTA or like in real life?
Oh no, no, in real life.
In real life,
so, really? Without internet again.
It's always moving, mate. It's worse than you buying games. It just keeps moving on.
You traveller.
I played some GTA.
Hey, some of our podcast listeners are gypsies. I know that from a reliable source. Some of them are gypsies.
They got internet, have they?
Yeah, steal it off the, you know.
steal the WAP key off the caravan next door.
Yeah, you know, don't sound bad.
We're dead.
Why are we dead? That's just stereotyping. We're very nice people. I bought some very nice concrete off the
other
day. Anyway, Martin, what are you playing?
My next game will be Far Cry 4, like, to really get into, but once I started GTA I just didn't want to stop playing it, and I'm still at a state, like, it's funny, when I was younger I don't think I actually finished GTA. I'd get so far and then I'd get bored and I'd just do loads of cheats and blow everybody up. Now I'm a little bit less of a psycho, maybe. I just want to, like, do all the missions and get a nice car. make loads of money.
Playing online.
But since I've completed it, now I'm turning into a psycho again and beating people up with hammers in first person mode and crashing planes into buildings.
That's what it's all about,
really. Stuff
like
that. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Pretty much. So it's really fun, but
running around in the floor.
It's
getting to a stage where
I'm not listening.
I'm bored of it. Well, not bored of it, but I'd rather play something else.
Did you do all the side missions?
No.
Why not? That's why you're bored. You see, when I play
big
games,
a lot of them are almost like fetch quests.
Yeah, but that's
why is that fun?
Because it is. Because you get to do it in a cut. Or a
that's what ruined Watch Dogs for me. Is I did all the side quests first, and then I burnt out on the side quests.
I didn't fuck around with it either.
Between the two of you is the perfect gamer. I'm just going to suggest it to me. I'm in between the two of you. I do mission, side quest, mission, side quest, side quest, mission, side quest, side quest, mission, side quest, mission, side quest, side quest, side quest, side quest.
So how many guard towers have you done with five?
Mission, side quest, mission, mission. Just mix it up again. Side quest.
Open world game has that many story missions. You're lucky to get about 8 or 9 these days.
GTA has loads.
GTA was quite a few, to be fair.
Yeah, it's fucking loads. Yeah. Okay. So that's what you're playing, and I'm playing Far Cry 4, as we've already discussed. So there you go. There's not much out. We need to play more stuff. What are we working on for the site at the minute? The site's having a bit of maintenance done at the minute, isn't it, Warwick?
It is.
We're doing some bits and pieces, aren't we? Just to smarten it out a bit. We're going to be doing a lot of advertising in February. So hopefully, by the end of January, the site will look really nice. It looks really nice.
I think it's getting there. I think we're always open to opinions and feedback, and you're making sure it's, you know, we're going in the right direction.
Just create a website and it'd be absolutely spot on.
No, and it takes time. There's a couple of extra bits and pieces we're doing. There's a weekly blog that Glenn started, which is he's playing a lot of games on his lunch break at the moment. So he's got his.
How long is his lunch break?
He has an hour. He's retail, mate. We've got an hour. An hour and 2:15s. Yeah. remember those days? An hour and 2:15s. Bloody hell. Lucky if I get 6 hour breaks these days. I love my job. Not this week, it's been really busy. Anyway, so he's been playing a lot of, like, old school PlayStation games and things, so he's going to start writing about those and all the sort of nostalgia it brings back to him. So I've got that, and site's looking good. We're not on Google properly. You can actually search for us on Google now, which is good.
Yeah, we're just working our way up the ranks. There's a lot of stuff that I've got to do, which you're not going to be happy with, but.
What's that?
I've got to change all the links.
What do you mean?
I just want to make it to help Google find it better. But you won't like
that. Let the man do his thing.
Talk off mic about that. You're going to change all the links?
A lot of. Yeah, pretty much 99%.
when you say change them, give me an example.
For example, you've got RKCity/reviews.
Yep.
That needs to be RKCity/video game reviews.
Okay.
So when people search in video game reviews, it comes up.
That's fine.
But unfortunately, what it will do is everything you've posted everywhere will go to 404.
We need to change that.
I'm looking into it.
Yeah, you do that. Deadline 31st of January. Yeah. Cool. So what else are we doing for that? Mark, we're doing a new Let's Play series, yep, aren't we? Why don't you explain a little bit about it?
So I feel as a child that I missed out on a lot of things because I didn't play a lot of games for a long time. Oh. So me and Matt are going back educating myself on all the games I missed out on.
Like what?
Oh, the first one was Echo the Dolphin.
Which you loved, didn't you, Mark?
Was that the first
Echo
one?
The Dolphin?
Oh my god, you don't want to know.
No, this
about
is,
it,
I know, I've seen, I saw this. It, you know, obviously, you literally play a dolphin, and I sort of
did you just say, what is Echo the Dolphin?
It's, get out.
Maybe we need to do Educate Morris.
Yeah.
It's the fucking stupidest game I've ever played.
It's not. It's a great game.
It is
old school platform.
I've seen a few traders.
Aged well.
This is back.
Aged well, it didn't start off well.
This is back when games were difficult.
Yeah.
Just get over
the dolphin.
Maybe a bit
too difficult.
It wasn't very difficult.
Like,
just wasn't
start.
Very interesting.
Where you got to jump over a wall, and I just could never do it.
Actually,
it
you kept fucking up on that. You kept smashing yourself into a wall. God, glad someone.
I can't
WWE
imagine what the animation is.
That.
What's the animation like these days? Where it just goes into a wall. Is it funny?
It's just probably just as clunky as it was back then.
You go.
It was literally not improved. I can imagine it was not improved at all in any way.
No, probably not.
Over the original.
You need to play Road Rash. That's a great game.
And played Streets of Rage, which I believe I had played,
quality.
But
Switch
didn't
Rage 2.
Really know.
Yeah.
About.
So yeah. What else
and
we
that
doing?
Was fun.
Toe Jam and Elm, you like that, didn't you?
Toe Jam and Elm was good in a really weird way.
It's fucking funny.
Mainly because when you walked up the screen, he looked exactly like a penis. Like, absolutely like
what
a penis.
Earthworm Jim, you're going to do that?
Yeah, that's on the list.
I think I've sort of played around. It's one of the things, there are going to be games that I've played, but I was so young, I literally don't know what I was doing.
Earthworm Jim 2 is on the list.
Cool.
It's much better than the first one. There's other things. We're going to play some Mario, old school Bomberman, Pac-Man, things like that.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff coming up. So that should go live.
And hopefully, actually, when like PlayStation Now is a actual
good
thing,
PS2
then we can start moving forwards in time.
Yeah. It would be Educating Mind 2.0.
Yeah.
But that should go live in the next few weeks, would have thought. Just got to spend more time editing that.
Should do a feature where you sit me down and make me finish a game.
That'd be really boring, actually. You'd be moaning the entire time. Yeah, I don't actually want to do this anymore. Paul was still alive.
You'd be like Carl Pilkington, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, you would.
It would, actually.
Paul, we're doing some Let's Plays and things, aren't we? Steph,
we're about to do Tomb Raider, aren't we?
We are.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
That's one of the ones that I've been really looking forward to playing.
Yeah, I'm going to play that after this. So.
It's the first Let's Play we've done that I haven't actually played yet, because all the Let's Plays we've done, I've kind of played them all.
You've played every game ever.
Not ever, but
most of them.
In terms of Let's Plays we've not played.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
That's good. And question time. Our question comes from Lou in Brighton. She wants to know.
Hello, Lou.
She wants to know, what was the first game you ever completed?
Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
You've completed Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
Oh, I completed it when I was 5. Loved it. Well, I was.
You completed Sonic the Hedgehog 1 when you were 5.
Yeah.
I can't complete it now, and I'm 29. It's fucking difficult.
Yeah.
I can't get past Jungle.
Honestly.
How? Yeah. Teach me.
I did. She had to play and play and play, because it's the kind of game where you lose your 3 lives. Back to the absolute beginning. But the incentive was, I wasn't allowed to play Sonic the Hedgehog 2 until I completed Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
Oh my god!
And it was a
That's
sunny
amazing.
Day outside, all the kids were out on their bikes, but I was sat there,
what?
Determined that I was going to complete
What kind
game.
Of parent enforced you to do that? Or was it a self...
No, I guess it was both, you know.
Yourself, or was you...
No, I loved the game. You know, I was a gamer from a very young age. But I remember every moment of killing, whatever his name is, Eggman.
For a 5-year-old to have that sort of discipline,
it was
impressive.
Yeah.
It was. It obviously took a lot of attempts as well.
But yeah, Martin, what was your first game you ever completed?
Tekken 3 was probably the first.
No,
it was very, very, very difficult to actually
100%
that game.
That doesn't count. It's a fighting game. I can complete that in 5 minutes.
It is a tournament game.
Mark looks like he's about to kill our chief.
Well, that's fine.
That is one of the few games that actually that would take longer than most games to 100%.
No, okay. What's the first like?
It's not good.
Non-fighting game.
Not 100%.
So yeah, see that is where I was going to go.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
And it would probably be actually the first Medal of Honor.
You can't say that.
Or the PS1 one. PS1 version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you complete the first game you ever played? Was that the first game you ever played, or
Tekken 2 was the first game I ever played.
I can't remember what the first game was. I can't remember. It would have been an old Commodore 64 game.
Mine was Arkanoid on the Amstrad.
You think Lou would have posed a question that you could answer, Matt?
Yeah, probably. I know what the first game I ever completed was.
What was it?
I'm pretty sure it was. Kirby's Dream World.
Man, manly, very manly game there.
Yeah, it is.
Kirby's Dream World.
Yeah. Or
they are notorious for being the easiest games ever made. Sure. Right?
Or Sam and Max Hit the Road. Probably.
Fair enough.
Actually, no. I think that took me about 5 years to finish.
Wow.
Because it's a puzzle game. You go back to it. You go off. You go back to it.
5 years though.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was. Kirby's Dream Land on the Game Boy. Paul.
I think the first game I ever completed was Robocop versus Terminator on the Mega
Bloody
Drive.
Hell, that's going back a bit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, my mate had that. Oh, that doesn't count.
It does.
You guys,
it was impossible to complete that game without the cheats. It was literally.
Well, I've had some very strange answers from the three of you. A 5-year-old completing Sonic, I'll see that. I'll believe that when I see it.
A fighting game,
that's cheating, and you were just cheating anyway.
And you played Kirby's Dream Land.
Yes, man,
and you at first you said you didn't know.
It's official, we're Arcade City. Oh shit, at games.
I'm sorry, but you can actually complete Tekken 3.
Fine,
you can complete it with every character in 5 minutes.
No, but you've also got to unlock characters.
Okay, alright, I'll give you that. All right,
there was like that weird volleyball mode, high scores.
Oh shit, I remember that.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, all right, you look like the fool.
All of a sudden.
Cool. I think that's it.
That's it.
Amazing.
Yeah, head over to www.arcade-city.com. Don't put any /s in because Warwick's about to fuck them up.
Just don't visit the site for about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and podomatic.com. You can tweet us at ArcadeCityUK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. YouTube is youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK. And as ever, just like Lou in Brighton, you can email us podcast@arcade-city.com.
I hate that hyphen.
From all of us here, I hate that hyphen too. So anything was available. From all of us here, good night.
Good night.
Goodbye. Good night, New York. Woo!